guest is Dr. Gil Mobley. That's M-O-B-L-E-Y. And he is a certified residency-trained emergency trauma physician and has practiced in two U.S. states and in medical missions to Guatemala for decades. And we were talking about, COVID-19 and why there is a special morphology involved. And you say that it's an RNA virus, a single-strand molecule, as opposed to a double helix. So what does that do?
Well, just like a ladder that has more than one side of the support broken, a DNA strand that is double-stranded will still have some integrity to it. But a single-strand DNA is just like one strand of a ladder, and it has no other collateral support, and it's much more prone to break, to drift, to accept and give other particles. That's why we worry that, oh my gosh, this thing is going to be mutating, it's going to be drifting, and it's going to be just like the common cold, where we don't have a vaccine against it. And I'd say about maybe 25% of the common colds are a kissing cousin to this. It's another coronavirus. So what if the common colds that came around, you know, they just swapped off with that? That is what is just so one of the things about this being an RNA virus. It is just every day something gets worse to make this the perfect storm. The Murphy's Law of microbiology and pandemic epidemiology just makes you want to, just how could this be conceived?
We were talking about it being a perfect bioweapon. There are a lot of people who claim that it is bioengineered.
It could entirely well be. It would be the perfect one, and lab accidents happen all the time. They do. And where would they have the access to this? In Wuhan. I mean, that's where you would want. That's where we've got. Okay, Wuhan lab has been controlling what goes into our bodies for a long time, depending on what their surveillance shows as far as what flu virus jump species in those markets there. You want them to be there watching it. So it makes sense that, A, they identified it, B, they knew what the hell what was going on, most likely, and C, that they probably could have alerted the world quicker. But I suspect they had it. I suspect this is a clue. The only people that would intentionally release this microbe would be the tribe that also has the vaccine. Who's not getting sick? That, other than that, this is the most demented human being on the face of the earth, or group of people that wanted to do this to end, you know, mankind as we know it on this planet. You understand? So the only people that would do it would have to have already had a vaccine or been working on it. Who might be? China might have been working on it. Certainly they knew the degree that this would stop life as we know it. It wouldn't be intentional,
but
what
would be their motive? Their economy is going like mad. They're building. They're cleaning up their environment.
That's why I say it's a mistake, but they must. I mean, they were studying this thing, it could happen in nature, but it also makes more sense that they were bioengineering the perfect bioweapon. It makes perfectly good sense. It doesn't make any sense that they would release it intentionally.
Oh. Okay,
accidents happen all the time, even with smallpox, even with the plague that stored at the CDC. That's why the CDC's also had buildings that implode. You know, when I was growing up in Atlanta, we called it the Communicable Disease Center. It made us nervous. We'd go, hold our breath, and we'd go by it. Well, that's reasonable. That's, you know, one of the few places in the world that these places are that can contain these that are self-imploding, you know, and just phenol wash. You know, phenol is the number one disinfectant that we know of. by the way, I heard that these micros, that unless the gel is, I think they said 60% alcohol. Maybe they said 16. But either one, you know, that's why we don't allow it in prisons and kids' wards, because you can drink it and get it drunk on it, I guess. Your breath might smell a little lavender even, but that's a lot of alcohol to get those bugs off, you know? Good God, I can imagine. And the fact that they're resistant to just a light wash, You know,
so
a lot of my...
Could have been creating it without realizing that it could get out and...
Oh, and just be so outrageously terrible, yes. You know, they had no idea what they had created. This is the typical Frankenstein, you know, and, you know, they probably were vigorously working. They may have even been doing experimental vaccines on their own people. This is China. Mm-hmm. Of course they were. If it was a bioweapon, you know dang good and well they were. Look up the monkeys. You know, my God, there was a lab in D.C., I can't remember the disease, it was highly communicable, that in Washington, D.C. escaped a bio-containment level 4 lab that could have wiped out our government and the whole planet. I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was bubonic plague. I don't know. But accidents happen. And they happen all the dang time in microbiology.
Wow.
I remember when I was getting my microbiology degree in undergraduate, my specimen was coccidiomycosis, an unknown. I could look at the test tube and see it looked like a wad of spit that was just horrible fungus that you get from bats. But God, you know, it was wonderful. You know, it came directly from the CDC, but, I mean, that could have been a bomb right there.
It always is amazing to me that maybe it's not so amazing that governments are even working with all of these things, given the opportunity or the accidental release of things. And you could always blame it on, it was an accident, when maybe it wasn't an accident at all.
Well, the only people that would do that would be the very tribe that has a vaccine that can protect their own. That's the only way that I can say that somebody would want to do this, unless they were just wildly demented and say, this earth deserves to be preserved. It's overpopulated. It's groaning with pollution. It's time to be thinned out. You know, for decades, you know, we've known we're past due for a pandemic just the way it goes. But now... You know, they try to compare this to SARS 16 years, or excuse me, you know, a dozen years ago. There were 16 times more flights out of China this year than there were back then during SARS. And just as soon as it gets to the United States, it just, you know, goes around like wildfire. I'm tired of hearing we stopped the flights from China. All that did is stop 10 days of the dandelions that you avoided being blown in your yard because you put sheets down at the last storm, and then, you know, 5 days later, another storm comes in and blows new dandelions in because they already matured in your neighbor's yard, the brand new ones. All it did is delay it maybe a week at most to stop flights from just one country. You know, they had already been seeding the whole world. Some of my thoughts can be found at Dr. Gil Mobley, or Mobley, as we say down south, Dr. Gil Mobley, but just at Dr. Gil Mobley on Twitter. And I want to make sure that when we come back from this upcoming break, that we talk about, you know, the rules of survival, the rules of three, and then 10 items, I think, that we ought to think about having on hand as we enter into dystopia. We won't get into all of them. You know, on here, but I hope to make a video in the next day or so about some of them. And number one, dog food. I'll tell you why you got to have dog food. You know, it is a great source of nutrition. And the Wilderness Medicine Society, we tell our hikers, our trekkers, don't carry peanut butter and the M&Ms. You get into it feeling too overly confident, day two or three into the trek. And when you get hurt, it's not going to be there. We say carry a good quality dog food. It has everything you need, and your dog can eat it too.
Wow.
Yes. You know, I mean, I just don't know if it's going to make my poop smell like dog poop or not. I think that's unique bacteria in their gut, but I don't know if we talk again. I just might let you know.
Right. Now, there's also a video going around that claims that the CDC has the patent. That the CDC owns the patent for the coronavirus, and that Bill Gates funded one of the corporations that created the coronavirus, that the foundation, and it's they show the paperwork. And
it's entirely possible. What, I doubt they did it at his directive, though. You know, like here, get a virus is going to to wipe out mankind as we know it on the planet. You know, I mean, it's entirely, you know, as deep as his pockets go, as much money as he's given, you know, it's got to have wound up in nefarious hands. You know, you just can't micromanage that much. The theory stands, especially with a propensity for accidents.
Right. Yeah. It's just interesting that... And I know that there are antiviral herbs that you can supposedly take, and they will help you to get through this, to you know, overcome this. So there's a lot of information going around. It's learning what is really actually going to help, whether it's eating dog food or whether it's taking
dog food won't help. Well, dog food will not help, but when you've run out of everything else and we're a year and a half into this and we're out of food and all you have is the rainwater that you have some chlorine shock from your pool, which is another one of the 10 items you want, whether you have a pool or not, it's what we use in municipal water systems. You know, you can sustain yourself for a dang year on 50 pounds of dog food and be just perfectly fine if you don't like catching the squirrels with a have a heart trap out and back. That's, we're talking dog food. We're talking dire end times survival.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking, dog food. Not for, you know, pleasure, for heaven's sakes. I'm trying to muster up eating just one nibble with some tuna or something, just to, you know. But anyway,
yeah,
it's seriously, the Wilderness Medicine Society tells their doctors, carry dog food for when you get stranded by that August snowstorm on the Cascades, you know, or something like that. That, you know, when you have you get lost, you know, you'll get into the peanut butter and the everything. You'll be too cocky the first days into your trek and go into the stuff, and then when you do get hurt, you won't have anything. But if you carry dog food, boom, it'll save your life when you need it the absolute most.
Wow.
Yeah, just little things
that. There's so much information out there, and I think the worst thing about this whole situation is the fear and the anxiety that is causing so many people, that just exacerbates their stress level to the point that they get incredibly anxious, and it is just adding stress.
Well, it's time for fast thinking. It's time for fast thinking. Like, what are you going to do to protect me, my four, and nothing more? Is what, you know, the problem with the current world is that people aren't going to be looking out for you. The federal government isn't going to be buying your locality respirators or N95 masks. We are
absolutely.
So we got to be having each other
to help you.
I know. We got to.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, we got to just watch each other's backs and just make sure that, you know, like all politics is fought on the local level, well, so is this response. The only thing that we can do, you know, right now, you know, most people are going to get this, period, but we need to spread it out so we just don't overload the systems immediately, and that means stopping what you're doing. It doesn't mean just avoiding people up to 6 feet. It doesn't mean limiting whatever the trip is. Be stopping everything immediately. You know, you can't have a pseudo, you know, lockdown and expect anything better than what Italy's going through. They've been through a mandatory, severe, and they're not even blunting it at all. They say China has been, you know, no new cases recently. Look what they did. They locked people in their gigantically huge apartment complexes, and they would break their necks if they had a fever, and they resisted to go to these gymnasiums where they sit on a 5-gallon can and move. In Singapore, you would get arrested if you had bubble gum. The Americans aren't going to fall in line and click their heels. You know, we're rebels by spirit. And another thing, when the human being is hungry, we revert to animalistic thinking. It's like the patient that has been cooperative, the gunshot wound fella that's coming in, and he let me put a chest tube in him, he let me put a central line in him, and you know what? He even let me intubate him. By the time we get him to the OR, he starts pulling the stuff out. What happened? He's losing his upper cognitive functions. It's like your precious dog that got hit in the road. You know, you go to help it and it bites you. That's what happens when you get hungry. That's what happens when you get drunk. If you get really drunk, really hungry, you just start shoveling the food in like an animal without forks and knives. But, you know, that's what shock does. That's what hunger does. You don't think like a rational human being. And that's what scares me. We talked about no medicines being available. The water may not be coming, you know, and this, that, the other. But what does hunger do as far as crime and reverting to animalistic, you know, behavior? We've got to make sure that, you know, the neighbors are connected, that you know, cell phone towers may not last. Do we have landlines? I think, you know, they may last a little bit longer. But what about little walkie-talkies to talk to your neighbors? You know, we're all out here on 4 acres. We've got them now. They think I'm a little paranoid, but people thought I was a little out there on Ebola. But everything I said in 2014 about Ebola came true. I said it would cross over to Congo. I said it would be endemic on the planet Earth. I said it would come to the United States. I said it would pass among healthcare workers. And do you know how many Ebola cases we've had in Africa since August? 3,000. 3,000. Just, it is endemic on this planet, just as I predicted. Why? We were slow to the gate. So what can we do for the future? Well, you know, we can talk about that after the break as well. But, you know, at Dr. Gil Mobley is how you find some of my thoughts on some other items of the 10 things I think we need to survive in this dystopia we're apparently headlong into.
Already you see people at the grocery store fighting over toilet paper. And so people are not very... they're not very nice to each other, strangers, and it's a problem now.
And they're not even hungry. And the other little boys and girls aren't already starving.
Right.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, the collateral damage. It's just not the medical morbidity and mortality, the car accidents that can't get fixed because of the ERs, you can't even get through the halls. You know, it's not just the medicines that aren't there. You know, it's that as well. It's just the arms of the tentacles of this thing is much worse than just the virus itself.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
now your website is Dr. Gil Mobley.
Well, my Twitter is just you know, actually just my Twitter account will work for now, and that's just on Twitter. It's at Dr. Gil Mobley at DrGil. Mobley. My clinic had to close temporarily until we get A, negative test, B, ability to protect ourselves from the patients and our patients from us. And we have three healthcare workers that are down, and we've been waiting 10 days for the test. So anyway, yes, you can find the information as well as the video that we want to have. The other items are the 10 things I wouldn't go into dystopia about, and the three rules of survival.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead. To change the
all righty, we are back. And our guest is Dr. Gil Mobley. Did I say it right?
Yes. Mobley Bobleys are the same, kind of depends on where you were raised.
Okay, I just posted your Twitter account in the chat room so people can tweet you or listen to you.
Super. It's been largely inactive. As I started the broadcast almost telling you that I'm hoarse, and it's from talking to many stations, but also yelling at the crows out back. So thank you for your patience this afternoon, and I'm glad it's coming through well. I'm on my landline, and as I mentioned, I think it's important that we have redundancy in our lives, okay? Not only with our food supply, maybe in different places of the house should the robbers and bandits come or something like that, because what you have in your pantry is probably more valuable to them than gold at that point.
Exactly. What would you rather have, a gold coin or some toilet paper when you need it?
Well, some food for darn sure. You know, you can always splash some water and use some soap, you know, if you had to. And turkey basters work well. You may want to consider making your own boudet with an enema bag. They still have them at Walmart. There's plenty of alternatives. Just around my house, there's endless supply of cloth, but, you know, you could always burn it. You don't want to flush it. That'd be the worst thing, is not being able to get rid of your own.
Right.
But there's plenty of alternatives. You know, you don't need toilet paper to stay alive, for heaven's sakes. But you certainly need food and water, you know. A person can, you know, the rule of threes that I mentioned to you, you can live 3 minutes without air. You know, if you're underwater or being strangled, 3 hours without heat, like you're being submerged in the Hudson River from a plane crash and waiting to be, you know, airlifted out at freezing temperature. But only 3 days without water. What happens when the electricity or the power goes down? You know, nobody had, you go through, you know, easy a couple liters a day of water to keep your body up and going. How many people have that on hand? Okay, you know, to go forward with. Not many. You know, you're going to have an alternative to that. You know, if you're, you know, in a high rise, good luck if we have multi-system failures. But if you live in a house, you know, you got to have mechanisms to purify the water, and there are wonderful ways to do it. You know, even just a clear plastic bottle will kill the viruses and bacteria in bright sunlight, especially if you put it on a black surface. It works two ways: A, the heat, and B, the UV light. Say, for instance, you had to, and if say if you had to get it from a creek and it's got some little sediment in it, you can use alum, which is, you know, a salt of aluminum, which is harmless, or you could even use the white ash from a fireplace. The white ash is a great flocculant that'll bring some of the suspended particles along with the bacteria down to the bottom of it overnight, and then siphon that off and put it in one of those bottles, and that'll be perfectly fine water as far as bacteria is concerned. You know, down here in Springfield, it would be the wash off from you know, all the city coming down this way in the creeks, but still, rainwater, it'd be perfectly fine to, you know, to chlorinate with what? Pool shock. That's another thing that you gotta have. So 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food, generally, the human being. Go 3 weeks without food before you just, boom, call it quits. So those are the three rules of medicine, that are three rules of survival that you really need to focus on, you know, as far as do you have the threes taken care of. Forget the toilet paper. Get your water. Well, first of all, get your air purified. Make sure that if people come over, you know, dilution is a solution to pollution. If they don't need to be in the house, keep them, you know, away, you know, and that, so the air, you know, the surfaces, you know, when packages are delivered from Walmart, if you have the ability to spray them down a little bit with some Clorox and get them in the sunlight, you know, that's a lot better than otherwise, because this virus can last for days, especially with these youngsters that are the UPS guys are probably got it and are still working, because everybody has to work as long as they possibly can. Nobody can possibly fathom without working. So, you know, you got to assume that the packages are highly infectious. You know, thank God, goodness, I got a spot out here. I can spray them down. But you just got to assume that even for food preparation, you handle a package and then you go back to fixing your salad without washing your hands. It's fecal orally, you know, transmitted. You know, so there are all these implications no matter where you go. You just need to be highly suspicious at this juncture that the organism is lingering everywhere. Now, after you get it, you get an immunity? Well, to that particular one, yeah. Yeah, but then again, the cold comes around every year because it mutates. And also, often we've heard that after you're cured, the virus is gone. It's no longer on that painful swab they stick back there for the fifth time. You can get that again, apparently, and it comes back with a vengeance. Because it's the same infection, but by that time, your body's really recognized it. And it's got the reaction really revved up. It's like, what drives you crazy with poison ivy? Is it the actual toxin that got on there? No, it's the body's reaction to the little the phytotoxin. It swells and it weeps. That's what the lungs do. It's the reaction. Therein is the problem.
Right.
At Dr. Gil Mobley on Twitter, at Dr. Gil Mobley, and more of this is discussed.
Okay, we will be right back momentarily.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back with Dr. Gil Mobley. We do have a question from a gentleman in New York. Let's have him ask that question, and his name is Frank. Frank, go ahead, ask your question.
Yes, thank you to both of you. Doc, I'm wondering, what is it that kills a virus?
Most accessible to us would be concentrations of alcohol that probably exceeds some of what's in the Purell, a sustained soap and water wash of a good several minutes. Ultraviolet light does. That's why I leave my packages outside in the sunlight and rotate them through the day. And so does heat. That's why I have them on a black reflective plastic bag, the 55-gallon type thing, so it reflects it for a while, and why underneath that is a little insulation to isolate it from the cooler earth. You know, so those are the things that we have most readily accessible, and the ultraviolet light, as we mentioned prior to the break, you know, will sterilize water in a clear bottle on a full day. So those are some of the most readily accessible things, and there's extreme heat with extreme pressure like autoclave, those type things. But as far as in the human body, we're working feverishly to try to figure out, you know, what chemical can stop the reproduction, or at least stop maybe the attachment with the binding molecules or something like that. But I hope that helps, Frank, and what a good question. And again, one of the rules of medicine is to expect the worst till proven otherwise. You know, if possible, and you're at high risk, and you got to talk to somebody, be upwind from them. If you got area to move around, seriously, this stuff can carry the disease. You can Google 200 meters and decomposing bodies and aerosolized, those words right there, and see that, you know, aerosolized particles can carry this disease 200 meters. So, you know, expect the worst till proven otherwise, Frank, and a very good question. And God bless you guys in New York City. So many of my dearest friends have wound up there.
Yeah, so part B of my question is, what is it that causes the protein shell around the what causes the protein shell to dissolve or digest?
Well, the number one thing would be phenol. There is no stronger antimicrobial in the world than phenol. And as a matter of fact, all other bactericidal and virucidal or parasites, you know, for parasites as well, it is all compared to what we call the phenol coefficient. You know, what percentage of phenol would be. So that, you know, unfortunately, it's toxic and it's carcinogenic and things like that needs to be controlled. But the phenol is number one thing that, you know, on a surface would. And that's probably a dang good question. I'm wondering what these guys are spraying in these moon suits as they're walking down all the streets of all these dang cities, and I'm wondering why aren't they doing it in hospitals, you know, the same stuff already around through here, because you have to assume that these hospitals are just huge cruise ship contagions. But I think you answered my question for myself, Frank. They're probably spraying phenol.
But that's I couldn't breathe that. You knew or I could breathe that.
No, that's why they wear gas masks instead of just N95s.
Well, how about this? How about if there was a
ozone. There's an engineer in Atlanta that has an ozone machine that kills everything in the surface and in the room. And there's some you can get at Walmart that still does, and they kill stuff on the surface as well. If somebody wants to help this engineer get it to market, ozone scares the hell out of me, but it can sterilize the hell out of an environment.
You're talking about O3, right?
Yes. Yes. No, seriously, it can be safe in low doses over an amount of time and purge a small room in 2 hours, and it does nothing. You just got to pull yourself out and the animals and a plant. You know, the pot growers use it for their grows because it kills all the insects right off the bat, you know, and then they purge it. But, yes. But you got to have redundancy. You know, I worry about it needs to make sure there's no humans, to have an infrared sensor to shut it off, to have an alarm to shut it off, to have, you know, a finger pad to set it on so you can't kill your wife in the middle of the night by setting the ozone stuff. You know, people think it stinks. I don't think it does. My SoClean machine is the same concept for my CPAP or my BiPAP machine. The SoClean you see on TV, that's ozone. Ozone kills the shit out of COVID-19. If anybody wants to get behind this engineer in Atlanta, I swear he's got it designed with enough redundant safety program to make me comfortable to say I think it's got it together. But I swear to God, great question, and you turn on a light bulb for me, Frank. Thanks for allowing me to share that.
Well, once that protein shell is vacated around the DNA of the microbe, what happens to it? What happens to the pathogen? Is it destroyed or neutralized?
Well, it loses its transmissibility, and it just, it's like a human bleeding to death or being unable to breathe. You're just rendered useless. You know,
how about a very strong natural something like serrapeptase?
you know, there is got to be a cure out there, and there's got to be something.
Yeah, there is.
You know, but what is that? It sounds like you're maybe onto something, and there's enough gray hair in my hair to be humble and expect people to teach me all the time. So how do we find this information, Frank?
Just looking at the information that's available. What I'm concerned about is I know that it works, but what I'm afraid of is
tell us what it is again.
Serapeptase, which is an enzyme which dissolves errant proteins. Now the thing is, once you dissolve that protein and shell around the organism, does it pose another danger, or is it automatically neutralized? That's what I'm not sure of.
Yeah, good question. I would suspect it's a good first step. You know, again, if there are other aspects to this redundancy. You know, that's why when we do possibly frequent studies, we want to add the Zithromax. It's the two punch that gets you down. Each can be 60% effective, and you put them together. We appreciate the call.
One thing is for sure, that the greedy vultures who are now waiting in our wings for an escape and antidote of some sort are going to give us vaccines.
You know, what scares me the most about the vaccine projections is a year and a half. That's on a good day. That's if we can get everything and the people lined up and the studies done. It ain't going to be a good day, Frank. It ain't going to be a good month. It ain't going to be a good year. I don't think a vaccine is going to be on the horizon anytime soon. It's going to be proved safe. And just like the SARS, the vaccine made it a lot worse. Why? Because the body reacted worse when they saw the disease the second time. Because, oh, my God, we're ready for you. And it was the lungs filling up with fluid, just like your body fills up with fluid with little bumps. When the skin contacts poison ivy, it's the reaction that gets you.
All right, Doctor. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your program.
God bless you guys up in New York City.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What about near-infrared sauna lights? When I do my program, I'm sitting with my bare feet on an earthing mat, and I am sitting right next to my near-infrared sauna lights.
That's where I hit to my Google machine. if it's heat, you bet. And infrared, I don't know. I know that UV kills it. And if you hear a pleasant groaning in the background, it's my lab wanting to be fed this evening. And so I'm consoling her. Which brings me to a point. You can't get coronavirus, COVID-19 from dogs. Thank God. You know. That's good. Yeah. I hear they can carry it just like a book, I guess, could carry it that you get from your neighbor, you know. But so you wouldn't want somebody slobbering and sneezing on your dog coming right over when the delivery guys come. You know, good luck keeping your lab from them or something like that. But seriously, you need to consider that. But they're not going to transmit it unless it's like a fomite, just like something you touch.
Right. My cat, Leo, sneezed the other day, and I said to him, I said, "You don't have COVID-19, do you? Do we need to get you tested?" And, you know, he understood what I was saying. Mm-hmm. But, that's what I asked him. He doesn't talk back. We have another question also from a New Yorker, and that would be Ken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Ken in New York. Okay. Ken? Yo, Ken.
Eastern Long Island, actually. Thank you for taking my call. In the better than nothing at all class, I have three ozone machines already. The smaller ones, they're 5,000 GPH. You can get them on eBay. They're not the best in the world, but if you close a room and you leave it in for 15, 20 minutes and then unseal the room, rather open the door maybe an hour or two later, it smells like a lightning storm just hit or a rainstorm. The air smells pretty fresh.
Hmm. Interesting.
It has a ceramic plate.
Yeah. You're right on. I had a person have to come in my house to move some things around, and I'm on isolation since we have three in my clinic that are sick with this thing. Until the test came out, we have to assume it. But I also had to assume that this guy was positive as well. So I stayed out of the house. He was there, and when he left, I asked him to turn on the dang device, and it has a two-hour timer on it, and I went in there with confidence. I did not worry about what I had to touch. Again, it's in redundancy, so I still did the doorknobs. I still did the light switches. I still did this. But I'm telling you, you're on to something, sir. I'm telling you, that is where the answer is. And what scares me is I would like a motion detector where it shuts off. I like an infrared detector on it where it says somebody's in the room and shuts off. I want a sound that says it's going to go beep, 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 you know, when it starts. I want to know who started it. I want to know their fingerprint or they got a six-digit code to get in. I don't want some kids starting it and like be carbon monoxide in a car that it kills somebody. That's what I want on a unit. And I think this guy has got it.
Yes, that's understood, and fortunately in this case there are no kids around for that sort of thing, but...
I know, certainly on it. You know, it scares me too. I get out of the house when I start mine, but you know what? The mice don't like it, neither do the brown recluses I'm finding.
Yes.
So, from what I understand, is it the ozone that's killing the plant? Well, first of all, the flights are going to stop and the pollution's stopping anyway. But no, the ozone is an indicator of what is happening. It's not the cause of it. Just like when we used to fly 25 years ago, the horizons weren't nearly as nasty as they are now. And you go, oh, look at all the darkness. You know, that's pollution. No, the pollution causes the darkness. Okay, so the issues, you know, that if they are an indicator, may not be the actual cause of it. But you sure as hell don't want to breathe it. It'll irritate the lungs, the hell and back, and it'll kill you. It'll kill you. It's anoxic, and also replenish the carbon dioxide. Get your plants out. Get your dog out. Get your cat out. That's why it is like a gun. You need to have the fingerprint to get into it and make it work to be safe. And I think this guy in Atlanta, you know, he may be on it if some investor that wants to deal with him. You know, my Twitter account is at Dr. Gil Mobley, at DrGilMobley, and it's been largely inactive because I've been trying to learn as much as I can and also take care of my clinic and try to steer the discussion what I can of what I really think people need to know. And thanks for hitting that point home, sir. Where you say you're from? Long Island?
Eastern Long Island, yeah. I mean, I've been around electronics all my life. I used to repair things when they were worth fixing. I'm retired. And they're not the strongest in the world, but it's I suppose in what you're talking about, it's a better than nothing solution.
Yes. Well, I hope so. I mean, it will kill the particles in the air, and it should in the surfaces as well. We need to verify this and validate it, but the studies are already out there that it is, you know, bactericidal against that agent. That means COVID-19.
Well, go look on eBay. They have them. Unfortunately, they are from China. I just got a replacement for one. I had one last about 6 months, and then it either developed a problem or maybe the moisture in the air has changed, and it's affecting the way it works. It does seem to drier.
Yeah. When it's drier, it works better. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there's a short shelf life. I do have a bigger one and a smaller one, but it wouldn't surprise me. Yep, you know, people that are asking what it smells like, it's said that it smells like the air after a snap of a lightning bolt. It smells like the electric train emit from the spark.
It's what it used to smell like that I remember 30 and 40 years ago after it rained and lightning. I mean, all the crap they spray in the sky these days.
Right.
I don't know.
Good point. Well, I hope you learned something this afternoon, and I've learned from our callers.
Sure. All right, I'm going to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Boy.
Okay, I just posted your Twitter in the chat room so that people can connect you up.
All righty. Well, and so it's a nice evening down here in Springfield. I haven't ventured out much, but I will go pick up these ozone things that I've been letting run all day in the clinic and see what it's like. It's an afternoon. It's a nice afternoon where you're at up in Chicago.
Yes, it's pleasant. It's not snowing.
And boy, I tell you, and are people pretty much off the streets up there, or is it business as normal?
Oh my gosh! I went out yesterday, yesterday morning, and the streets were there was no traffic. It was amazing to me that the traffic was probably only a third of what it usually is on a Thursday morning. And it was probably about 9:30 in the morning, and no traffic. It was amazing to me. No traffic.
That's some bright news. Thanks for sharing that. I'm glad no people are compliant. You know, the only way out at this point is to stay put. Stop what you're doing. Stop moving around. Freeze tag. You're it.
Yes. All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our guest, wow, time flies when you're getting a lot of information, and we certainly have had a lot of interesting information today. And so, where should we go from here? What do we do from
with
here?
Your theme song? with your theme song. Everybody is a hero when you stay put.
I love that song, Mike.
It really is. I've been unfamiliar with it, but what a lovely way to end this is, you know, it's up to us to get each other's backs at this juncture. You know, the government's not going to do it. And we just, everything from food to love to reaching out and trying FaceTime to, you know, expecting the worst till proven otherwise, make sure that you got a landline and some redundancy. But that's where it's going to be, is everybody can be a hero. And at this juncture, although there are all sorts of ways to intervene, you know, this you can do so much by just staying put. This thing is so transmissible that most of us are going to get it sooner or later. And the only way we can stop all the massive collateral damage, all the morbidity, mortality on the medical aspect of it, but everything else that we talked about, just right now, there is something we can do to stop moving around.
Yes, we do, and we need to.
Yeah, it sounds like you got it together up there, it sounds like.
Well, we need to protect the ecosystems. We need to protect each other. We need to not view others as enemies, but collectively do what we can to help each other and not make enemies of our neighbors or be overly suspicious, but to reach out and to take care of ourselves, to take care of those within our environment. And I do love that song.
Let me say something about taking care of ourselves. First of all, we can't make a bad situation worse by going into a helpless situation. One of the first things I taught emergency medicine technicians, we learned it in Gainesville, Georgia, where I first started out. There was a kid that went down to pump out a septic tank from a poultry processing plant, and he didn't come up. And the second guy yelled down there and got, oh my gosh, he's probably asphyxiated with some of the gases, methane or something like that down there, or who knows what was being made, but it was a gas from the feces and all the dead decomposing. So the second guy crawls down there, and he's dead. Well, the third guy had enough sense not to crawl down there. He went for help, but you know, he was tempted to crawl down there and make the situation worse where nobody could have gone for help. People are going to be dropping in front of you on the street. You know, at that point, you know, they're having seizures from the fever. You're probably not going to be able to help them. You know, it just make sure that you're able to take care of the bigger disaster that's right there at your side, and you don't become problem or make it worse. You know, when I was telling my neighbors early February, when the handwriting is on the wall, that worse is going to that it's going to hit the fan, that we need to prepare for the worst, and then I said, I've got to go now, and I actually started to cry. I said, but I've got to stop to visit with you because I don't want to be like Zachariah Smith on Lost in Space, where he's always looking out for himself. We've got to look out for the neighbors, and that's why I told him, get stocked up. Early February, I was telling people
Absolutely.
To get stocked up. So we've got to
Absolutely.
Look out for others. We don't want to be like Zachariah Smith of Lost in Space, that lousy
Exactly.
doctor.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
for this opportunity. Oh, my gosh. So you are a hero. Stay put. And dilution is the solution to pollution. Move the air where you're at.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much for being on the program.
It's been
Take
a blessing.
Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Chat with you next week.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.